Okay, I am outside. Decided to wander out here and record the second part of talking about 2012 a little bit. Again, if you're listening to this one first, my disclaimer, I don't actually believe anything about 2012. I'm just kind of fascinated about what all the hubbub's about. And so I've been following it a little bit more than usual. And I realized in the last one, I was listening back to it, I realized that I said November 21st. Of course, I meant December 21st, 2012 is what the Mayans were all hot and bothered about. Where to start? To sort of get back a little bit to the science, the one thing that does seem very apparent when you start really digging into the science is that there are certainly things that we don't know about how I guess you could say solar mechanics work. We don't fully understand a great deal about the motion of the solar system through the galaxy. We don't understand a great deal about the nature of galaxies, the nature of, for instance, the Milky Way's core, which is supposed to be a very, very large black hole. Is it possible that as I said in my previous audio boo, is it possible that the disconnect, however briefly, of the Earth from a direct line of sight to the galactic central core because of the Sun moving into position, is it possible that that has an effect? It doesn't seem very likely with what we understand now. However, it's important to note that that doesn't mean it's impossible. It just means that we can't currently see exactly how that is. Well, let's get away from the science, though. Let's talk a little bit about the Mayans and why they're cool, basically. One of the things I hate that we tend to do today is we tend to elevate earlier civilizations up on a pedestal. Well, there's something about our culture today that has to overcompensate for basically calling all these really early cultures primitive for so long. For a long time, you know, science looks down at them and historians look down at them. Look how much more evolved we are. Well, it's almost as though we've inherited sort of a cultural guilt, and now we're elevating, you know, these very early cultures up to this very mystical kind of status. The truth is going to be somewhere in between. Is it possible that cultures like the Mayans and even the older cultures like the Olmecs, the Egyptians, etc., is it possible that they knew things about the world that we didn't? I tend to think that they understood the world differently. Not so much that they were smarter than we are, or that they somehow had some higher wisdom. I think it was more that they had a way of looking at the world that perhaps filled in gaps that the modern world doesn't exactly understand yet. So in other words, they weren't smarter, they weren't quote-unquote better, but they had a particularly different understanding which filled in some gaps that we have yet to really fill in today. I think that that's a very good way of looking at it. So when you look at something like the Mayan calendar, part of what's impressive about the Mayan calendar, and who these days has not seen, you know, the parade of television specials on the History Channel talking about the wonders of the Mayan and how it's all mystical and spooky. Well, the truth is, it is kind of mystical and spooky. So in that sense, they're absolutely right. What you have to understand about these calendars is how immensely complicated they were. Easily as accurate, if not, as some people have said, and they may very well be right, if not more accurate than our own calendar. Their reasoning behind these calendars is still a bit of a mystery as far as how they managed to understand this. One of the things that they did seem to have an understanding of, and we're not sure how, is something called global precession, or an almost imperceptible wobble of the Earth's rotation. We don't know how they knew it, but it seems very clear that they knew it. Not only did they know it, but there seems to be evidence that the Egyptians understood something about this. So it allowed them to track very vast amounts of time. Highly recommend you read up on this. Check it out. There's lots of really good books out there. Get Fingerprints of the Gods by Graham Hancock. Definitely worth reading. And I'm running out of time again. I really got to do these things longer next time. But don't believe everything you read. Question everything and think for yourself. And talk again soon.